Alt Latino is NPR's online show about Latin alternative music. From time to time, we ask the hosts of that show, Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz, to come into our studios and tell us about all the great new music they have found. Felix, you are here. I am happy, but there's no Jazz. Where is she?
Jasmine is on assignment.
On assignment, right, yeah. Whatever that means.
So I'm holding down the fort for her this week.
Okay, so you usually bring us alternative musical delights. New stuff, though, Felix. The music we were just listening to, that sounds kind of throwback.
It is. It's very old. It's from Colombia, from the 1960s. There's a great new compilation out. It's called DJ Bongohead Presents the Afro Sound of Colombia, Volume 2. It's from the 19...
I've been waiting for Volume 2.
You know what I mean? It's from the 1960s and 70s when that country was accepting and mainstreaming their African heritage for the first time.
Huh.
So these are 24 tracks of amazing crate-diving gold from my favorite record label. It's called Vampi Soul. They're based in Madrid. This track is called Cumbia de Luna, and it's by a band called El Combo Loco. Cumbia, cumbia de luna, cumbia, cumbia de sol,
cumbia, cumbia que alegra, cumbia mi corazón. May I ask a silly question?
Sure.
It seems like every time you bring me cumbia music, the artists actually say the word cumbia in the song. Is that's a thing?
I never know.
Call it what
before.
It is. Yeah. Cumbia.
Because it's such a fun word to say, I guess.
I digress. Okay, let's talk about something else. You brought something more contemporary?
Okay, I'm a longtime Latin jazz fan. And there's so much great music out there right now that I brought in a record I just had to play. It's called Spirit Warrior, and it's by Papo Vasquez and the Mighty Pirate Troubadours.
Hmm.
This is a track called Despedida. Isn't it nice?
Yeah, I love
now,
the piano.
Papo Vasquez is a longtime presence in New York City. He's played with Latin jazz bands. He's played with salsa bands. Now, most Latin jazz is based on Afro-Cuban rhythms. But what Papo Vasquez does is that he goes back to Puerto Rico, which is where his family's from, and he incorporates all these folk rhythms from Puerto Rico, bomba, plena, and all these different things. And he does these amazing jazz arrangements with it. He's somebody that I think more people should know about because he's doing something very different and very cool.
Hmm. Okay, so we've had a little throwback 1960s music. We have had a little jazz, Latin jazz. But I need an alternative music fix.
Okay.
What you got?
All right, let's go back to Latin alternative, but this time with a slight pop sheen. SLV is Sandra Lilia Velasquez. Now, for the long time, she headed a Mexican folk band with an edge called Pistolera out of Brooklyn.
Mm.
Now, she's released two albums on her own. She's got a great new album out. She's written and produced the album with her bandmate, a guy named Sean Dixon. And it's a wonderful collection of love songs with a band that shares her musical vision. It's so perfectly executed. It's so perfectly played. This is a track called Fire Eyes.
She has a lovely voice.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
And what she did was move from the Pistolera, from the Mexican folk, which she sings in Spanish, and did an all-English album with a lot of different electronic layers and textures. You know, she's not necessarily playing any Latin rhythms or any Mexican rhythms or anything, but it is her expression, right? And it, for me, it falls within the whole concept of Latin alternative because she's making this music and trying to establish her identity within this contemporary sound.
Yeah. So, last, you've brought in Mariachi Bluegrass, Felix.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. The album's called Por Allí, and it's a Mexican artist by the name of Rana Santa Cruz. This is his second album. And, you know, it's a beautiful, seamless meshing of Mexican folk music with things like bluegrass, with 1920-style jazz. He does live in Brooklyn, so he hears a lot of Balkan music.
Yeah.
For some reason, they play a lot in Brooklyn. This is a track called Noche de Lluvia. Esa estrellita de allá me
recuerda el arete que está en tu nariz. That is so lovely. And there is, I get it, a bluegrass quality, but it sounds kind of like a madrigal to me. It sounds even older than
you know?
That.
Okay, so I'm going to break down the musical DNA for you, okay? Okay, so what you're hearing is the feeling of Son Jarocho from Veracruz.
Yeah.
It's that 6/8 feel, but it's accentuated by the bluegrass finger picking on the banjo. And there's an accordion, a Mexican accordion style playing chords, and a violin on top of it playing over this beautiful, beautiful love song. I think this album works with a vengeance.
That's
it's
gorgeous.
So gorgeous. Mm.
If you're curious and you want to check out the entire album, you can hear it as part of NPR's First Listen series, which starts tomorrow. You can hear that at npr.org/music. Felix Contreras of Out Latino. Thanks so much, Felix.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Que van de tu cuello algo así.